broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bo and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-host, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bo and Fee.
Hey, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. Fee, how you doing tonight, brother?
Good. Bobby, how you doing?
I am wonderful. Neil, how are you behind the boards?
Just fine.
Looking good, as always?
Well, I can't help that. That's just how it is.
It just happens.
Okay, so
I'm the prettiest guy on this side of that table.
You are beautiful.
Yes.
You are absolutely gorgeous.
I'm seventh.
You're the second most gorgeous person in this room because number one is this guy right here. His name is Randy Bonvilla.
Rocker.
I'm seventh because, in the room.
And because he didn't get a chance to go over his list tonight, he's going to carry it into Sports Talk.
Let's do it.
So, Rocker, talk to us.
I don't usually get this kind of crowd. I'm
very nervous. It's a lot of pressure.
A little pressure.
If these are stupid, we're going to kill you.
We'll cut you off.
By the way, Jack called you, Bill. So
okay, that's fine.
You take care of that problem.
Thanks. Gotcha.
Okay, on this day in pop culture history, March 22nd, 1903, Niagara Falls runs out of water.
No.
Didn't happen.
They turned the taps off?
Apparently.
Well, I'll be darned.
Don't believe.
Yeah, liar. Pants on fire.
Pants on fire.
Word.
Ran out of water. Yes. No water in the falls.
No. Ran
must
out
have
of
been
water.
A drought. Drought.
That'd be a tough barrel ride down.
Yeah.
No.
Dink.
That hurt a little bit.
A lot of stones. 1941, Jimmy Stewart becomes the first actor to be inducted into the military.
Jimmy. Jeremy Stewart. Yeah.
I love Jimmy.
Okay, next up.
1994, Brian Setzer's orchestra releases their first album.
What was the name of that orchestra?
Brian Setzer Orchestra.
Big band.
The big band?
First of all, who gives a crap?
I do. I like that.
No.
The big band sound?
Come on, you got to do better now.
Squirrel Nut Zippers was another band in that era.
This is my gimmick.
All right, keep going.
2018, Charles Lazarus, the founder of the Toys R Us, passes away. The same day, Toys R Us announces they're closing all their stores.
Ooh. Killed him, they did.
Killed him.
Killed him.
Dropped him like a rock.
Ooh.
Closing my stores.
Today, March 23rd,
yep.
1857, Elijah Otis becomes the first inventor.
Ooh, I know.
Better the
elevator.
First safely operated elevator.
Elevator.
Otis Elevator. See his name on all of them.
Otis Elevator.
And of course, today is National Puppy Day.
It is?
Started in 2006. Boy, that brings you back.
How about them puppies?
Celebrity birthday. Are you ready for celebrity birthdays?
Yes. 1963, Alcatraz closed.
Again?
Oh,
not again.
On this day.
Very good.
I didn't know that.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Missed that one.
Little ad.
March 22nd, Pat Robertson turned a crisp 92.
Is he alive?
Yes.
It's a birthday.
Wish he wasn't, but he's
alive. Well,
I think it's okay that he's alive.
Pat Robertson? He's Duck Dynasty, right?
No.
No, wrong guy. See, that's what I'm talking about.
No. Bill. Oh. No, Bill.
All right. What else you got?
Not Duck Dynasty.
Duck Dynasty, yeah.
No.
It's CNN or whatever it is. Christian.
William Shatner. Captain Kirk turns 91.
Star Wars.
Captain Kirk.
Nope.
Star Trek.
Very good there.
Very nice.
Good job, Bill.
Thank you, Bill.
Yep.
James Patterson, author, turns 75.
Who? James Patterson.
Yeah, he wrote lots of real good books that
really?
I haven't read. Yeah. I can't read a book.
Next.
Wolf Blitzer turns 74.
I love Wolf Blitzer.
Wolf Blitzer.
He's always spoken highly of you.
CNN.
Yep.
And Broadway giant Andrew Lloyd Webber also turns 74.
Andrew Giant. How tall is he?
Big.
He is my favorite play of all time.
Oh, yeah, which is Cats?
Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoats.
Did he do Cats?
Nice. Yes,
he did
Cats. I wore my coat.
You gonna sing our Cats song?
No. I think what's next?
No, we gotta sing the Cats song.
What else we got?
It's a tradition. Randy.
Bob Costas turned 70. I
love Bob Costas.
Bob Costas, awesome.
Yeah,
he's 70.
Midnight and oh, the God. Kitties not the cat. Asleep.
Cat's out.
I knew he was going to sing it.
He had to.
No doubt.
March 23rd. Fashion designer Kenneth Cole turns 68.
Who? Kenny Cole.
Kenneth Cole. I've heard of him.
And judging by that, as a cricket.
Yeah, that is cricket.
So, does he have stuff that they sell at Goodwill?
No, not.
Oh, well,
it's second hand.
You know, okay. Jacob Larger still stand here. He's gonna kill you when you get off that mic.
He's gonna make him when he gets into
running mate. He yep. could be your yeah.
yeah when, you he's, when he's governor. Yeah.
Yep.
Put him in charge.
Hugh Grant turns 64.
Who? Lou Grant?
Hugh Grant.
Hugh. Didn't he get caught masturbating in a?
Yeah, that was Pee Wee Herman.
What did Hugh Grant do?
Hooker. He was even though he had it was with Hurley.
He was bad too.
Yep. All right.
Kerry Russell turns 46.
Who?
Felicity.
Felicity.
What's Felicity?
Your daughter probably.
Didn't she get real skinny? Wasn't she anorexic?
Oh, I'm sure she still is.
Okay, who else we got?
We're trying to drag this along.
You're dragging.
Two country giants, two brats. Brett Young, 41, and Brett Eldridge, 36.
The Bratz.
Name one of their songs.
I don't do country.
Anybody know a Brett Eldridge song? No. Nobody knows a song.
Thumbs exactly. down. You got four thumbs downs behind you.
What else you got?
That's all I got.
That's
Let's
it?
Let's see if I can find a Brett Eldridge song.
No chance. You have any.
Hey, I got a celebrity.
Oh,
who we got? Every celebrity.
Bring it on.
Greg Colic's birthday today.
Greg Colic.
All right.
How big is Big Vanilla? How old?
Big Vanilla is 30 today.
Wow.
Jesus.
Okay, here's Brett Eldridge. Want that back.
What?
Maybe.
What's he want back?
Want that back. This is Brett Eldridge.
Sad song. Just
bump it around. And
Christ.
That's good, Neil. We just lost every...
Yeah,
listener, we had
radio show.
Except the Brett Eldridge fans.
Yeah, they're loving us right now.
They're calling everybody.
You got anything else? You got to have something else. Give us a good trivia question to leave out on.
Good trivia question.
Give us something stupid that you know that none of us would know.
Oh Lord, do we?
And who died? How old was somebody when?
Okay,
Jackie Gleason.
Ooh, when did
June 12th, 1987.
Jackie Gleason.
Checking her out here.
If that's it.
I don't doubt him.
If that's it, you're unbelievable.
Jackie Gleason, that's an old one.
That is, but I see him on Johnny Carson on my phone the other day.
Yep, I did too.
If that's it, you are the most unbelievable.
I said the 17th.
What do you
think? Biography. You're so dumb. It's June 24th, 1987.
Oh, you were pretty good. That's pretty good. You know I love you.
June 24th, 1987.
Throw me
one more?
So it ain't a fluke.
Okay, yep. So let's go with, we know you know Elvis, right?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even tell you the time of day.
Yeah. What time did he die?
2:30.
2:30? What day was it?
August 16, 1977.
Okay, thank you.
That's no doubter.
How about, you wouldn't know like Walter Cronkite or somebody like that, would you?
I think
Frank Sinatra?
2003.
Frank Sinatra?
That would be May 15,
1998. May 15th. Look that up.
So I've got Walter Cronkite, July 17th, 2009. Ooh, I think you're off on that one.
How about Frank? What'd you say it is?
May 15, 1998.
May 15th, 1998. Frank?
Okay. I got to get through this. We got to get through this, all of his songs here. Okay, biography. Here we go.
Here we go.
What day did you say?
May 15th, 1998.
How close was he?
Well, I don't know. It might have been late, but it was May 14th. It could have been 11:58 on May 14th.
Ooh, it was close.
You did good. You're awesome. We're gonna take, he does know it. We're going to take a break. We got the Fort Recovery Girls softball coaches here, and we're going to talk Indian softball. With and I think we have some pretty high hopes this year with what we got coming back.
We do.
Rocker, nice job. Spencey, take it away. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Spring is here, and that means grilling season is in full swing, and Wayne Street Market again has the best and lowest priced steaks anywhere around. Ribeyes are $9.99 a pound, and T-bones and New York strips are just $7.99 a pound. And don't forget the pork chops, burgers, brats, and hot dogs. They have everything you need for grilling season. Stop by and stock up so you're ready for grilling season at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 begins an interesting business year. Has your business experienced change within your operation? Or maybe you've undergone the loss of internal critical personnel, a trusted banker, or advisor. Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action on how to navigate these challenges in your business. Let me help with this plan. See me, Chad Guggenbiller, at 419-852-4049. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning.
Hi, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesday, you can get special prices on our famous wings and draft beers. Wednesday night, get $3 off of any of our large pizzas. And Thursday, you can get our tenderloin basket. On Friday and Saturday evenings, we offer a sirloin steak or all-you-can-eat chicken that both include our salad bar and your choice of potato and a dinner roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern for some great home cooking.
Wow! Tickets for the Tow and Go Raffle as part of the 2022 Win on the Wall Bash held in Fort Recovery, Ohio, are on sale now. This unique game show style raffle will be held on Friday, August 26th. And while you don't even have to be present to win, this interactive raffle will be all the more fun if you're there. Tickets sell for $100 each and can be purchased on our website, wowraffle.com, or at a number of local businesses. Tickets only sell till March 31st, so get yours now. Check out our website or follow WOW Super Raffle on Facebook for all the details. The Tow and Go Raffle, just one of the many ways you can win at the 2022 Win on the Wall Bash.
Hey, we're back here. Fee?
Yep.
How was you today? Did you survive the storm?
Made it. My eyes done today. Dilated? Ooh. That's a lot of fun.
That is awesome. We're right up here?
Yeah. Uptown.
Did you walk out? And
couldn't see nothing.
No, done? Yeah, that's fine. Awesome. That is awesome.
Walked right into traffic.
Yeah.
No idea.
Hey, we're back here with Sports Talk, and one of our favorite shows of the year is when we bring in the softball coaches. And head coach Ryan Tim, we're going to turn it over to you. And coach, we got a nice nucleus coming back from last year and a new field.
Lost a stud.
We lost Miss MAC.
MAC, but...
But you got a nice team here coming back. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having us. We've got, I think, 11 or 12, I think 11 returning letter winners back from last year's team. So, minus the one, like you said, MAC Player of the Year.
Yeah.
She wasn't that good.
Nah, you can replace that.
Yeah. We're going to try.
She was the best athlete in that family.
Well, that's no doubt.
That was no doubt.
Sorry, Bob. No
doubt. Yeah, I'm all right. So, Coach, we get underway next week, correct? And we've had some scrimmages, some crappy weather, as normal.
Yeah, we're supposed to have our first JV game. We actually have a partial JV schedule this year.
Okay, good.
So we're going to try to get the girls, get everybody as much playing time as we can.
Sure.
So that kicks off Saturday at Rockford.
Hopefully. Really? So you're allowed to start Saturday?
Yeah, Saturday's the official
day.
Yeah.
Okay.
So... Monday, though, would be the kickoff for the varsity.
Yeah.
And that's home against Ansonia.
Nice. Ansonia's probably tough, aren't they?
They're pretty good. They always have a real nice rise ball pitcher that takes us a while to get used to.
Yeah.
So when you look at this year's ball club, and I've got the roster here in front of us, looks like a nice lineup, good numbers, and you talked about a little, might be having some JV games, and that's got to be something that as a program, as a coach, as you guys visualized getting this program, this has to be something you got to be proud of.
Yeah, we've had some some numbers before, 18, 19, just not quite enough for a JV team. And the problem was, you know, the girls that didn't get a lot of playing time would always, you know, end up quitting or whatever. So this year with 20, we can play quite a few JV games to at least give them that experience and give them their reps. That way, hopefully, it keeps them interested, entertained, and coming back.
When you look at one thing that remains a constant with you is your staff, and these faces here again are back, and you want to introduce your coaches?
Yeah, I'd love to. We got Kerry Shane is the assistant coach, varsity coach. Renee Evers is the JV coach, and Lauren Day is the assistant coach.
Not only top notch volleyball or softball coaches, but they also, kids love hanging around them, and that's huge.
That's big.
Other Kerry.
Probably except for me. I've got two kids that play. Well, they probably don't want to hang around.
Yeah, they're going to kill mom right now. Mom, you're killing us.
Mom, what is going on?
But no, that's got to be a plus.
Yeah, we try to keep practices fun and entertaining. Keep them interested. It's hard when we're inside multiple days in a row to keep that edge that the girls need, but we're doing the best we can.
How's the sack play into this with
It's tight.
Yeah, is it tight?
Well, when we have 20 girls, there's not enough time to split up teams, 2 hours here, 2 hours there. So we have to share with baseball and sometimes track and weightlifting. And so we'll try to run 20 girls through all the hitting drills they need in a two-hour period. And it's definitely nice having the sack, but it's just hard finding time to run everybody.
It's a lot better
through.
To be outside, isn't it?
Most days, yeah.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about each role the coaches play, and as you have 20 kids, and are you got some hitting, you got some working on defense, got some base running, is that just something that as practice? I know, you know, Harold was assistant coach in baseball for years. That role was really important as far as developing that team.
Right, sure. I like to kind of give them a little leeway and let them do their own thing when they take them down to the gym and work on defense and stuff. Try not to micromanage, but mostly Kerry will run the defense. Renee teaches base running. Lauren works with agility drills and some hitting. So we all have our little part, but we'll basically be around all the girls all at the same time. So one day it might be here, the next day it might be down there.
When you look at this year's team, and one thing that is a constant is if you're going to be a competitive softball team, you need pitching. So talk a little bit about your pitchers this year.
Yeah, so like if you're familiar with the MAC all selections, they could have three catchers and five pitchers on first team all MAC. So they don't really go by pitchers. So that just tells you how important pitchers and catchers are in the game. And we actually have some good ones. We got Jackie Holman, who's a senior, and Sophie Pearson, who is a junior, and right behind her is Brittany Tebby as a sophomore. So to have three pitchers in Fort Recovery all on the same team is kind of unheard of, and especially in recent years.
Which as the season goes on and you get rain delays, rain outs, and you're playing four, five, six games a week, makes a hell of a difference having three stud pitchers.
We'll go into weeks where we'll have 7-8 games in a week. We're playing in a couple tournaments this year. One will be up in Ayersville. We'll actually play three games on a Saturday. So that's where the pitching, we never could have done that in the past. That's where the pitching really, really helps out. And you see it, you actually see it in college. You know, a lot of teams are going, you know, they used to always have just the one stud pitcher. And now college teams and high school teams, they're bringing two pitchers, sometimes three, in a game just to kind of confuse the hitters a little bit, mix it up.
That's what I was wondering. I mean, you get games where all of a sudden the girl's starting to get hit a little bit, so let's just switch. You know, you got them there, you got three pitchers. A lot of times, I'm sure in the past, you've only had one, so it's like do or die, you know, live it out. That's what happens. But
with one pitcher, if she's getting hit, it's going to be a long
tough
game.
Tough luck. Yeah, that's what's going to happen.
But now, you know, they all have their little bit different styles.
Yeah.
So, you know, Jackie throws a little bit harder, so if they're hitting the hard stuff, we can bring Sophie in, and she can mix it up with speeds and stuff. So, it's we're very thankful we got several pitchers we can go to. And we've used them all three in games last year.
And you had last year, if I remember right, you had some girls that were hitting some home runs too, right? We got some good hitters.
Yeah, we're hoping we can add to that this year. Jackie Holman hit 5 for us last year. Maddie Guggenbiller hit 5. And Chloe Greasy hit 3, maybe.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah. So I think there'll be a few more girls on the team this year that can hit some home runs.
Good.
A lot of them take that weightlifting class in school, and every year you can see them just pack on a little bit more muscle.
Get a little
muscle.
Bit better, yeah.
Gary, with you and having kids playing and the competitiveness of you and your family, and you got to be just kind of eating this up because it's got to be a good time for the Shane family.
Well, it's exciting. I mean, you know, you guys know how competitive we are and how much I love football. So to have both boys being out of school and, you know, you switch all the way over to that role of just girls sports, it's a big difference. My girls are, I'm starting to see that competitiveness in one of them, not so much in the other. And that's not a bad thing.
Yeah, right.
Sometimes that competitive edge can cause
you. Throw you off a little bit.
Downfall. Yeah. So not a bad thing. Not a bad thing at all, but it is exciting. It's very exciting. And then to have, you know, that youngest one of ours who's, you know, we drag her kind of everywhere.
Yeah.
She wants everything to do with being in the dugout during games, at the sack for practices. She kind of gets frustrated when she's not there. So it's kind of exciting to see her grow. And, you know, enjoy the sport and all sports, you know, kind of as well. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, it's exciting.
I'll tell you what, we're going to take a break here. We're going to talk a little bit about your roster. We're going to meet these kids here and go from there. This is Sports Talk presented by Mr. Feely,
the Wayne Street Market.
We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you want to mow faster and ride smoother, you need a Ferris zero-turn mower. Only Ferris mowers have patented independent suspension technology that smooths out uneven turf. You'll be able to mow faster and longer with less fatigue. Whether you're a professional cutter or just want to mow like one, Ferris mowers get more done in less time. So visit K&L Tractor today and test drive the most comfortable riding zero-turn in the industry, Ferris. Experience suspension.
Seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
The Fort Recovery Scio Designs Community Garage Sales will be held April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Registration for the garage sales is open until Saturday, March 26th. Registration forms are available from any Scio Design member or go to our Facebook page, Fort Recovery Community Garage Sale, and download the form to your computer. Registration fees are used for advertising. All proceeds are used for community projects and improvements. Again, Fort Recovery Community Garage Sales will be April 21st through the 23rd.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
This is Air Supply.
Yes, it is.
This is Rockers. What number was this song? About number 7 or something? Yeah. So did you listen to all these songs before you made your top 10 list of Air Supply? Yeah.
Checked them out.
Did you? You most sing with them?
Most of them he never heard before.
He heard. He knows Air Supply.
Oh, yeah.
We all know that. These are classic songs.
Smoochin' songs.
Smoochin' songs.
Smoochin' songs. That's right.
We're back here with Sports Talk, and we got the girls' softball team, and where the coaches are here. And before we get started and talk about the kids, I want to talk to Carrie Shane about the job that she did around the concession stands. And I know that...
phenomenal.
It is a thankless job.
Yep.
And you guys and your team of family and who you get to help do one tremendous job. And don't think that stuff don't go unnoticed, because it takes that kind of stuff to that's part of the whole program, and you should be damn proud of your dedication to that.
Well, thank you. I mean, I appreciate it. I couldn't do it alone for sure. I drag my family in all the time, but I also, you know, got a lot of help from, you know, Coach Tin and Chad Fowler and his family. So that was the one reason I agreed to do it, I think, again this year, was with a little bit of help, so we wouldn't be up there all the time. But, you know, for a long time, you know, Bubba Smits and Ken and, you know, our families we did it for a long time. And Ken very much said, I'm not getting back into this, it's all you. But you saw him up there a lot.
Absolutely.
Even though he said he wasn't helping. He was there.
Helping is different from the taking care of everything.
Sure.
Yeah. And then when you have not only your family, but the Tins and the Fowlers and people who you can just say, you got this game, I'm out of here. Yep. Makes a hell of a difference.
That's nice.
And I just think that sometimes we have tendency to not pat people on our back, on their backs, and look past that stuff.
Yeah, like people get caught up in it, and it's like, oh, they just take care of that.
Yeah.
They want to do that. No.
They do it because they do it because they care. They do it because, well, you know, it's just, I just really want to say that, you know, kudos to you guys.
And people that are in the dang boosters, don't be afraid to take a night. Say, hey, Kerr, I'll take a night. You know, that's what we used to do. I used to just go down and I'd find Ryan Tin and say, hey, you got St. Henry game. You know, and then you go find somebody else and say, you got Minster's game. But I know how it is, though. It's usually like, I got things to do. I'm busy.
And then they go and make the schedule 22 games.
Yeah, add a few games.
And then in volleyball, guess what? Now they host a game.
Mm-hmm.
So now you got an extra
now
game.
You do a
so next thing
game.
You know, instead of you're doing five extra games.
Yeah.
And it really is. It's congratulations, guys.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
And we do. So let's talk a little bit.
And the popcorn's awesome.
Popcorn is delicious. It is delicious.
That is like homemade. I take care of that myself, trust me.
Yep.
I love the popcorn.
Yeah. We do have good seeds. I'm with you on that. So, Coach, let's go back to this roster here, and we were looking at it during the timeout, and you know what? There's a lot of optimism, and rightly so.
Yeah, we like I said, we're bringing everybody back, but we went through a spell last year where some of the sophomores and juniors, because essentially the juniors that played last year didn't play the year before, no thanks to COVID, but. So essentially we had a young group in there, and we started off pretty hot last year, 2 weeks into the season or whatever, and then we kind of went through a slump, a little losing streak where some of these girls looked like they might have got a little tired, fatigued. They just weren't ready for that, you know, like the seven games in 7 days type stuff, but we're hoping this year that they can just play more consistent all the way through. Callie Wendell, we had Kenzie Garkey, Ava Shane, Abby Kanapke, Allison Kanapke, to name a few. So if we can just sustain what we did at the beginning of the season and the end of the season last year, I think we got a shot this year.
Well, that experience is definitely going to help. I mean, like you talked about, those girls in there last year, a lot of times, you know, you get in them close games, those are the girls that usually get the deer in the headlight look, and they're a little nervous and make that mistake, which is, it's going to happen. But with a year's experience, it could be interesting.
Yeah, it's just, it always seems like one error just leads to another error, and it doesn't have to be the same girl.
Yeah.
So them are the things. We're trying to teach them a little bit of the mentality, the confidence. You know, if you make one bad play, shake it off. You know, let's get the next one.
Yeah.
We're just hoping it just doesn't carry throughout the game. We had a few games like that last year.
Yeah.
We're hoping not to have them this year.
When you look at this offseason, and here we have a team that's pretty good, and we got to get them to that next level, and we got some pitching coming back, but how do we get these kids, and what was you... during the off season to get better and talk a little bit about your summer softball and how you got the kids to get more involved and keep playing, because it's, you just can't be a good softball player 3 months out of the year.
Yeah. Well, we have several girls that do travel, and that helps a bunch. There's not really a lot for a summer program for softball. You can pick up a few games here or there. But then, you know, as soon as the weather turns cold, we're in the sack hitting and fielding ground balls. And we're out on the field, too. It just seems like that weather turns quick and we're right back inside. But throwing is key in the winter, just getting them arms ready for spring. Tired arms in the spring just seems like it always happens. Yeah. If we can we can get them throwing 2-3 days a week, it kind of prevents a lot of that. Just, you know, the hand-eye coordination over the winter, just throwing balls, catching balls, and hitting them, and that kind of thing. And we had a decent turnout this year. And then the girls that weren't there, they were working out on their own. So that off-season work is key.
What's your – you just had a big fundraiser, right? What did we have? We had our
barbecue pork
at St. Joe.
Yep.
And talk a little bit about how that went.
Yeah, we Terry Wendell always takes care of us out there. He pretty much orders all the food, sets everything up. All we really do is show up. We sell the tickets, of course, and the girls did a great job. They all sold their allotment of tickets, and I think we sold close to 800 dinners this year.
Nice.
Whoa. So the support, you know, we'd like to thank everybody who got one and come out and supported us.
Yeah, that's great. And you can't, like, softball, you spent some money in the softball program.
Yeah, we just bought a pitching machine that was around $2,500, and you know, you can't buy a good bat for any less than $300, and you need three or four of them every year. Yeah.
Gotta have new ones every year, right? Yeah.
Balls. I mean, you hit balls one winter and you know they're lopsided and mush, so you're always buying new balls, and the list goes on and on.
And that's really when you have your pulled pork stuff, that's what that goes to, and that helps keep the program running.
Yeah, just equipment more than anything.
So we got our first game is Monday. And let's talk a little bit about right now, if you were sitting here, and you and Coach Shane, Coach Day, got to make that lineup out. And here we go. Leading off would be...
Well, I was hoping to get a few more scrimmages to evaluate some girls, but I think we have a pretty good idea who's going to be on that team. And we're going to carry extra girls on that team because we have something this year that we haven't had, and we can throw in courtesy runners, pinch runners, all that, pinch hitters, all that kind of stuff. But leading off, taking Brenna's spot is probably going to be Chloe Greasy. She had the best on-base percentage last year. And we always tease her. She's the best bad ball hitter we got. But she gets on base.
She makes our pitching look really good.
Does she really? Yeah. Chloe's parents are, is that Tony's?
Tony and Jess.
Okay. Tony's.
All right, good.
So she'll play shortstop and probably bat leadoff unless she starts hitting for a little more power, which I actually think she'll do.
Might happen. Yeah.
And she might have to bump down in the lineup.
Right.
Solo shots ain't going to get it. We got to have three-run blast.
Yeah.
That's what we're looking for.
Yeah, but
I'm hoping some of the other girls that we named, like a Kenzie Garkey or Callie Wendell, might step up and take that leadoff spot, a little speedy runner.
Yeah, you got some speed there.
Base hitters, doubles hitters there that could take that spot, but we'll see.
Do the kids, do you have trouble, and I don't mean this in a negative way, but to get, intensity, do you have trouble firing these kids up? Is that something that, because I've noticed it, I noticed when Carly played, was to light a fire under those kids, to understand, we're only in this for 2 months. Do you have trouble? I mean, is that something that as a coach, or do these girls, do they get it?
Yeah, not in games so much, because everybody wants to play games, even scrimmages. And even inter-squad scrimmages, you know, they're ready to go. But yeah, every day practices, you know, it's a short season, and I think we're only practicing for 3 weeks before we get into scrimmages. But if we're inside for a couple days in a row, it's tough to keep everybody up.
I
can see that's brutal. Yeah,
but in the sack, at least, you know, we've got some music blaring and hitting and throwing, and that kind of takes a little bit of the edge off.
Yeah, you usually go after school.
This year we're kind of the later shift with baseball. We got some coaches that can't get there right at 3:30, and
so it works out good.
Yeah, Kevin, the baseball coach, Kevin Ike, he works for the school, so he'd have to run home to Coldwater and come back. So it works pretty much for everybody this way.
Yeah. Good. So let's talk a little bit more about your kids. Your seniors you got coming back.
Yep. Chloe Greasy was a senior we just named. Jackie Holman Macy Shinneberry.
Jackie Home has been playing for 31 years.
We would take her for 31 more.
I would say 31 more would be fine.
She's been good every one of those years.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So, and then second-year player, Ariana Labarge, she come back this year.
Okay, good.
So that's our four seniors.
Good.
And Jackie will probably bat anywhere from that 2-4 range, maybe even lead off if she continues her double streak. I think she led the MAC in doubles 2 out of the last 3 years, or, well, 2 years. She didn't play the 1 year, so I think the last 2 years she played.
And then your juniors?
Juniors, Sophie Pearson, and actually a first-year player for us this year will be Audra Bupp. She came back out to join us this year. Then we got
Audra Bupp plays softball. Really? Good.
Lefty.
Lefty, even. Yeah. That's perfect.
So if we can get her, you know, bunting from the left side.
Absolutely. Slap that baby down the third baseline. Hit every time.
And Abby Kanapke and Maddie Guggenbiller. So Maddie chose to play basketball this year. And yeah. Did I miss one?
My daughter.
Oh, Ava. Well, I was waiting for you to jump in.
Yeah.
You got to do your own daughter.
By the way, I really, really like Ava. She helped me with basketball this year. She's just awesome.
She never stops smiling.
Thank you.
No, she's
a good kid.
Yeah.
I thought I liked the boys. those are good guys too. Ava's just something else. She is quite something. I love that lady.
Yeah, she's a good kid.
She is.
Got a lot of dad in her. Whoa, there's some evil, huh?
Got some evil.
Yeah. Let's talk about your sophomores, coach.
Feel free to jump in if I miss one here.
Yep.
Callie Wendell, she's a sophomore. She'll probably play second base for us this year.
Callie's really coming into her own. I thought during basketball season, she got better and better, got stronger.
Confidence was coming.
She's probably a solid second baseman.
Yeah, she can make just about every play out there. Yeah. The confidence, though, like you said, that's big for her, because she can get rattled a little bit if she boots one, but I think we'll get over that this year. That was her freshman year. We had to throw her in there. Sophomores, we got Chloe Bupp is another addition to us this year that didn't play last year. I don't think she's played. She said third or fourth grade?
Yeah, third or fourth grade. And you would never have guessed it.
Really?
She has just, flourished. We were just, I think we've all been quite surprised, but it's been wonderful to see her grow.
So well, that's awesome. Cool.
She has speed and she slides well. Yeah. So pinch runner, courtesy runner, probably.
Yeah.
Brittany Tebby, she's a sophomore for us. And we've talked about her pitching duties. She'll pitch all the JV games that we play, and she'll pitch in some varsity contests too that we need her. Kenzie Garkey, she started center field for us last year, and she's athletic enough that we could probably put her anywhere we wanted
to. She can play anywhere.
She's another girl on the basketball court that another I thought really good showed improvements.
That injury killed her at the end. She's really going good there.
Is she back?
She's back. She actually this week just started taking full swings.
Okay, like good.
Off live pitching. She was bunting and doing some other stuff, swinging the bat, throwing a little bit. But yeah, she's officially back this week.
Awesome.
Good.
Allison Kanapke's another sophomore. And Allison jumped into a role this year where we needed kind of that JV catcher. And she took it and has been doing really well. I think she's only been catching for like 3 weeks now and doing a really good job at it.
Now, who would that be?
Joe and Kim. Abby and Allison are sisters.
Okay, good.
And then they've got another one that's an eighth grader that will be on the team next year.
Yep.
So we'll have all three
next year. Have all three of them. That's perfect.
Oh, yeah. And then you got an announcer if you need an announcer.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
Joe does okay.
Yeah, Joe's a champ.
Yes, he is. Yep.
Freshman?
Yeah, freshman. My fault.
All right, let's see what I got here. Emma Will, she's the first freshman, I believe, on my list here. She'll play shortstop and probably some outfield and definitely do some running on varsity. She could work her way into the lineup if she keeps playing the way she's doing. Ella Shane, kind of the same way. Them are the two freshmen that they really put the time in over the winter, and it definitely shows. Ava Greasy, she's impressed me since day one. She doesn't talk, She just puts her nose down and does the work works hard and she makes plays that you didn't think she could really make, but hitting the ball well, she's been hitting too well, so.
Good.
Who we got there? Neve Leonards. Neve just spent a week in Florida, so we got to bring her back up to speed. Their flight got canceled, so she spent a few extra days in Florida.
Well, that's a shame.
Which would really be rough, yeah. Kayla Heikamp, she kind of had a breakout game for us on Monday. She ripped two balls into the gap, so she had two triples, a double.
Now, that'd be Dave's?
Dave and Karen, yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. I remember when she was just a little 5-6 year older.
Boy, ain't that
out
the
at the bowling alley and just shy as could be. Yeah. She wouldn't even tell you what she wanted to eat, and Dave would have to talk for her. I saw her doing some stuff. I can't remember what, maybe volleyball or something. She's good. She's really good.
Yeah, she plays a little infield and outfield, so that's always nice to have. You got girls that can play multiple positions. I think Kylie Post is last on my list. Coach shaking her head here.
Yeah.
Kylie actually, she's been a catcher for the last few years, and with the departure of Brenna, she kind of jumped into the role, and she's been catching all three of our pitchers and doing a good job at it. So I'm hoping she can continue to get better and earn that job. But if she doesn't, then we fall back on Maddie Guggenbo to do the catching duties.
Yeah, and that's big. You have a good catcher.
Yeah, definitely.
Need that.
That's exactly right. Well, you guys, you look at the season, and we open up Monday with Anzonia, and the CCC always has good softball. They feed off the Greenville, they're Joneses down there in Dark County for softball. So, and then we got South Adams, and that's a good start in that valley and at Lima Bath. And I was at the Bath game last year. They're really good.
Yeah,
they can.
Yeah, I don't think there's any give-me's on our schedule right now. We're going to have to bring our game every night.
This is how many years for you now?
This is technically my third year as the head coach.
Third year.
I think I've been in the program for 8 now, maybe.
Well, you've done a hell of a job.
Yeah, great job.
Yeah, because we used to be the gimmies.
Yeah.
We're not.
Yeah, not anymore.
We're not anybody's gimmies anymore.
Yeah. And that's just the dedication of the players.
Sure.
Especially... We had a group a few years ago that kind of turned it around. That was the 5 seniors that we had that was the COVID year. But really the pitching and the catching have come a long way. And
that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Yep.
For you guys.
Well, we thank you guys for coming up. I know you're busier than hell and coming up talking to us, couple morons, is probably about the last thing you want to do on a Wednesday night.
Yeah.
But we really appreciate it. And the door is always open. And we're going to have your games on some radio games this year. We're
hoping to. I don't have anybody lined up, but we'll do
but
what
we got
can.
Me and Fee and Calpe, and we've talked a little bit about one of us sticking around doing a couple softball games. Yeah. So,
ooh, that's great. So I hadn't heard that, but that's awesome.
We'd like to get you guys, get you some airtime, and we wish you guys the best of luck.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you guys are awesome. We appreciate you stopping up. Let's take a break. Come right back. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Do you want to work somewhere that is more than a workplace? Look no further than Cooper Farms, where their competitive pay and suburb workforce will make you feel like a part of the family from day one. Cooper Farms has locations in Van Wert, Paulding, and Mercer counties, and positions are open for all work styles. Whether you need a full-time job with competitive pay and excellent benefits, or a flexible part-time position that allows you to set your own hours, Cooper Farms is the place for you to pursue your next career. Go to CooperFarmsJobs.com to join us today and find a new job. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Here at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer, we want you to put the very best into your machine so you can get the very best out of your machine. Choose to use CNH Industrial Genuine Parts. Only CNH Industrial Genuine Parts are specifically engineered to fit and function perfectly with your Case IH equipment. They deliver the performance your business demands while giving you the durability your schedule depends on. So when you want to maximize your performance, go with the original. CNH Industrial Genuine Parts. To find CNH Industrial Genuine Parts, visit Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Miracle Lanes has 2 great specials for you every Friday during Lent. For only $9, you can get your choice of an order of popcorn shrimp or 6 pollock wings, and each will come with fries and slaw. Call ahead at 375-4274, then just drive through and pick it up. Popcorn shrimp dinner or 6 pollock wings dinner, each with fries and slaw for $9. And they'll have fish and shrimp on their Friday lunch buffet every Friday during Lent. Miracle Lanes, 375-4274.
Sayo Desai is looking for local crafters, makers, vendors, sewers, and bakers to set up at the Brick Street Market on Saturday, April 9th from 10 to 2 in downtown historic Fort Recovery. If you're interested in setting up for this event, please find us on Facebook, Fort Recovery, Sayo Desai, or contact Erica Workamp at 419-852-5808. Don't miss this great opportunity to show off your business to the public at the first Brick Street Market coming up on Saturday, April 9th in downtown Fort Recovery from 10 until 2.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Talk Bubba and Fee here on Wednesday night, and thank good luck to the girls' softball team.
Yeah, looks like it's going to be a fun year for
it
them.
It is, absolutely. Fee, we had a boys' coach in here last Wednesday, yep. Coach Eink, and he was great to talk to. And, of course, these three here, they're awesome, and we wish them nothing but the best. And like we said, we're going to try to get a couple games on the radio.
Didn't get much out of Lauren, did we?
Well, Lauren's awesome.
She is awesome.
She's awesome.
Never stop smiling.
Nope.
She's just a good egg, man.
Yep.
She's a good egg.
Dedicates a lot of time. You got to love that.
So I think the big news, Fee, that we want to touch a little bit on is the opening in the Fort Recovery boys basketball program. Jim Melton out as Fort Recovery's. And I didn't hear any details. I got some texts yesterday. My phone started going off that the coach met with the kids and said that he's not going to be coaching anymore. And I know that... you know, you look at Coach Melton, he's 40. He finished his career 42, 43, and 28.
Yep.
17-6 first year here, 12-12 last year, and I think this year's 15-7, 15-8, something like that.
Yep.
Good winning percentage.
Yep.
Coach did a lot of good things for our program.
He did.
Yep.
Put a lot of time in, a lot of work.
Yes, so do we know, was it because of his health concerns?
Oh, we don't know that. I mean,
we don't know.
That's my absolute instant assumption because I was thinking that all along. You know, you know, he wants to do that stuff, but if it's going to affect his health, you know, he can't. We can't keep replacing his heart every year.
Yeah.
It's not a good thing.
But Coach Melton, you know, and Fee, we talked about this. Coach Melton acts no with anybody.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
You know, you know, 43-28 in 3 years. That's a pretty damn good record.
Yeah, good record.
Interesting. We thank him for his dedication, Fee, and you know, we had.
Maybe we can get him on every once in a while to bring us some Wick's pies.
Yeah,
some
bring pies. Some Wick's pies.
He's stop in and do a little commentating and.
Mm-hmm. So good luck to Coach Melton and the doors absolutely. Open now for the applications are now open. I've seen Holly posted it.
I've seen that. Yeah,
and we're looking for a basketball coach and I would say don't know a lot about it, but I would guess. That, you know, when you look at this year's who we got coming back, you know, that's a pretty good cupboard of players and talent, and starting with Cale Rammel.
Yeah.
And
you got a big piece to work around there that you're going to work around.
But. Probably the best player other than the Kampke kid coming back in the league.
Yeah. Yeah. I would have to think, too. He's going to be hard to stop. He's pretty good.
Yeah. He's pretty good. And he's got a nice nucleus coming back. So
JV team had a nice year, too. Yep. So I think, you know, the cupboards are not bare by any means.
Yeah, I think we have some pretty good players coming back and a ton of potential.
Yeah, we got some. Yeah, I agree. But, you know, the Mac's the Mac. And
It's always going
to
be tough.
Every night's tough, you know. And we just have to figure out. We got to get over the hump of beating a team better than we are. We haven't.
Yep. We will.
Yep.
That's coming.
Exactly right.
That's going to happen.
Hopefully it does.
We're looking for a basketball coach at Fort Recovery.
I'm busy that week.
Yeah, let's think. I'm glad. I'm glad you would be my choice number 497.
Where would I be on that list?
Top 500?
Top 80.
Top 80?
Top 80. That's nice.
How about Mouse Trachler?
How about him?
What about him?
What? As a coach.
I'm in.
Mm-hmm. You're in?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Perfect.
You got a top 10 list for
me. Clean slate.
Sleeper head coaches of Fort Recovery basketball of 2023.
Sleepers. My
number one choice?
Yep.
Bobby Leverett.
No, he's a sleeper.
Sleepers.
Oh, yeah.
Sleepers.
He's not a sleeper.
Ooh. Mouse Tracker.
Mouse Tracker.
He'd be good. Yeah.
Mouse very, sleeper.
Very, very
sleeper. John Brueggemann.
John Brueggemann would be a sleeper.
God.
That'd be a sleeper.
Pick. Mm-hmm. Homer Stouter.
Homer would be awesome.
Homer would
actually, Homer played down at the park.
Yeah, Homer used to be a park guy.
Yep. He knows basketball.
Yep.
Him and Bobby Bechtel.
Yep. Bobby Bechtel.
There you go.
There's a city.
The Reverend.
The Reverend. John Perkins.
Colton Rhodes. Reverend Bechtel.
Reverend Bechtel.
Who?
Reverend Bechtel. Bob.
Bob they Bechtel. Call him Reverend?
Reverend Bechtel. Reverend Bechtel.
Never knew that.
Yep.
I'll be damned.
And John Perkins could come back and do it.
Love Reverend Perkins. Got him on Facebook, friend.
Yeah.
Had the Neil want to congratulate you on Sunday nights. We brought home the iron, baby. We brought home the trophy.
It was all me, boys.
You did it all.
I got snacks and drinks and got the hell out of the way. While Rocker, Fee, Bubba, Jack, and Bill did all the talking, and Chuck did all the real work.
I heard that it was a really nice program.
It was really nice.
And we have the full thing in the archives now.
Yep.
But I'm in the process of editing it because there's some that's very soft and there's a whole bunch of pauses in between while people are walking up. So
yeah.
It takes a long time to do that. Sure. I've got 5-6 hours in it already.
Bubba was on assignment, of course.
I was working. Had to work.
I do have a question.
Yeah.
I read the Standard. And I seen where we made $500 million last year.
We are.
That's a nice job. Ass.
That's not bad.
That's a pretty good.
Yeah.
That's going to be hard to beat.
And made sure that the plaque was up tonight.
Yeah.
So it's over there.
Ooh, where we can see. Looking good.
Yep. Now there's a whole bunch of other stuff too that I don't know if I'll ever be able to figure out how to get it all.
Well, we got one more plaque this year.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Are you stupid?
Probably. Yeah.
Are you dumb?
Well, yeah.
Grand Marshal Parade.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we're going to do that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We got to have our
float of the year.
We got to get our float.
Float
of the year.
What? Float of the century.
Float of the century. You in or out? You going to ride on it?
I like it.
I'm going to ride on it. I probably will be able to make it.
Why?
He's talking about making the float. Building the float. You talking about building the float?
Yeah, you know.
Oh, he's going to be able to make it to be on it.
That dumbest thing I've ever heard of.
He's not gonna build the float.
He's good.
Well, okay.
We're gonna do a tournament of instead like roses. You put flowers, turkey feathers.
Yes,
ooh, seems about right.
That's great.
Feathers, chicken feathers, turkey feathers.
Oh, wait, how are you gonna get all these feathers?
Anybody's yard.
Just drive around.
Just write down 119.
Bring them out of yards.
Just drive around again.
You in or out?
Sure.
Parade of feathers.
Parade of feathers. I like it.
I think it'll be beautiful.
It will be beautiful.
I'm not sure about beautiful, but it'd be interesting.
I got a text here from Donnie Workamp. Donnie went state tournament this weekend, and here is his thoughts of the boys' state tournament.
What do you think?
The weekend, he went to the parking is awesome because there's nobody there.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, the damnedest thing he ever seen, said the biggest crowd was 6,000.
Ugh.
Some of the finals on Sunday were as low as 3,500 people.
Ugh.
Yeah.
The school
with the most fans was Waverly, OG, and Tri-Village in that order.
That seems
about
right.
Yeah.
I don't know about Waverly, but that doesn't surprise me.
And he said he had a great weekend, and he even won over $4,000 at the casino.
Nice.
Whoa.
$4,000.
Good job.
Well, he said he won a little, but $4,000.
Oh. Yeah, that's about. That's a little bit.
Well, for Donnie, that's
for Donnie. That's
for Donnie. I mean, when you talk about
the
guy is unbelievable.
He's big.
He's huge.
That's big.
You know, you'd think when he would walk in there, they'd just give him money,
or he should buy pizzas for the FR radio. Nobody's bought pizza but Ivan.
Ivan.
Well, we bought him two or three.
So. Yeah, we did.
Mm-hmm.
At least one.
I think we bought him pizza. He didn't buy us one.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
I know.
Has anybody ever sent us a pizza?
We ain't got no pizza.
Probably not. Why would they?
They sent us.
We have meat and cheese trays. Coach Melton
brought pies.
He brought pies to us.
Yep. That was great.
Fort Recovery IGA, Old Fort, Wayne Street Market, they always bring us the meat and cheese trays.
We have meat and cheese trays. We have peanuts. We don't need pizzas.
During the radio gala.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Joyce Wilker loads our table
with
treats.
Great treats.
I have 4 zits. I got perfect complexion. By the time I leave here at 11 o'clock, I got zits with white heads.
I'm in a sugar coma.
Yep. And you are drunk cussing in the mic.
That was 2 years ago.
That's he was drunk this year, too.
That was old news.
I behaved myself last year.
You did good last year.
How about this year?
And people were disappointed.
Right.
Yeah, we were.
Cut or loose next year.
No.
Yeah.
We don't want that.
Let's guzzle him up next year.
I figure next year I'll go with the old Benny Hill approach.
What's Benny Hill?
What's that?
The old, well, more like Dean Martin, I should say.
Come in drunk?
Yeah, pretty much.
There you go. Benny Hill. Where'd you come up with that?
I don't know. That's the first one that came to mind.
Benny Hill. Drunk?
Although there's probably a few ladies there, but you can't pull that stuff off today like you could 20, 30 years ago.
Why?
Well, you know, people get put behind bars. That's what's going to happen to your quarterback here one of these days. You know,
quarterback.
No, he's good.
Quarterback's going to jail?
Well,
he's not going to go to jail.
He's going to go to the sleepy land for at least 8 weeks.
You want to bet?
He's good.
Hey, you want to bet?
I don't care enough to bet.
How about Kansas City traded Tyreek Hill to the Dolphins?
Dolphins.
My understanding is they paid him a little bit of money.
Yep. And they got back a 1, 2, 3.
Five draft picks.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 5, and a 3 next year.
Next year. That's crazy.
That's a lot to give away.
I'm thinking.
I'm wide receiver. He's a wide receiver.
Yeah, and he's...
You know, they're going to get one of the Buckeyes probably or somebody like that that's going to be good.
And what did
how are they going to do that if they don't have any draft picks?
Well, Kansas City is. They're the ones going to replace him. With
high
draft picks.
Yep.
And what did Cleveland give up to get
nothing?
Old Deshaun?
Everything.
No, we didn't.
Three bags of popcorn.
Give people.
No,
that was big.
Three bags of popcorn and a season ticket.
Three ones is a lot.
That we gave up.
Three ones. Yeah.
Perfect.
Next 3 years, we don't have a first rounder.
Don't matter.
But have they ever done a good pick on the first round anyway?
Yeah,
so what the hell?
We messed them up anyhow. So
that doesn't make any difference. Give them away every year.
Yeah. Give them away every year.
I'm more excited about the Browns than the Reds.
Ooh.
Seems about right.
And the Yankees suck.
Well, you know,
even when they're great, they suck.
Exactly.
There you go.
We got that in.
Your haircut?
Yesterday.
Who did it?
Yesterday.
Well, Kenny.
Kenny did good.
What'd you pay for that?
$11.
Oh, you got ripped off bad.
Kenny's not a sponsor, apparently, in these days.
Kenny Ten is one of the worst barbers.
He was just now.
He's one of the worst barbers in Ohio.
He's in Ohio?
He's one of the worst barbers in Fort Recovery.
He's in Ohio, the state of Ohio.
I don't think
so. He's also one of the best in Fort Recovery.
Yes, he is. Absolutely. He's absolutely one of the best.
There's only one.
And as our friend Jeff Hobbs would say, barber to the stars.
Barber to the stars. He is awesome. I got nothing else. What do you got? Anything?
Next weekend.
Time change.
The biggest weekend.
Time change. Woo.
Easter.
WrestleMania. Yes.
Hulk Hogan?
No, he's
out.
Lucky to be
alive. Oh, I know who's there. Pat McAfee.
Yes, he will be, he'll probably win that one.
You think he will?
Not if Holly Gann's there. She'll kick his ass again like she did in the punt pass and kick contest.
She'll kick
him. Daniels?
I got this.
Oh my God!
Back there,
you gonna dance?
Back there, supply.
Back there, supply. We're making out.
You know, it's time to end the show, and we gotta revert to air supply.
Why?
That was your top 10 list yesterday.
You know what?
Reach for the stars, and I'll show you.
I would have bet any money in the world that list would have bombed.
What I feel was someone to show me.
Right now, I'm holding that chick's hand. Snuggling up to her.
You know you can't fool me. I've been loving you too long. It started so easy. I want to carry on.
Carry on.
Right here's my favorite part.
Lost in love and I don't know much.
You like this song?
Oh yeah.
No, hey. You got Making Love Out of Nothing at All. That's my favorite.
That's a good one.
I had that at number 8.
Yeah,
move that up.
You wanted it bumped up. Bubba wanted it bumped up.
Oh, that's...
And you picked my favorite song to get dropped down.
Yeah, that's your favorite? Oh, man. No, this ain't it.
Got the wrong one.
But it's a good song, though.
Air Supply, yeah.
I do like that song.
Bless it, show.
It is what it was supposed to be.
I can't leave.
Oh, that is a good song. All right, there it is. Out of faith. Oh, yeah. And I know just how to scheme. These bring me back.
It's a touching song.
Yeah, touching is exactly
I like when I hit the high notes.
Yeah.
And I know just where to touch you. And I know just what to do. I know when to pull you closer. And I know when to let you loose. And I know the night is fading. And I know the time's gonna fly.
You like that part?
That's good.
That's right good. Here. Got it. Get high. You gotta have really little nuts.
Little nuggets.
Can you say that or not?
Nut. Peanuts.
Beer nuts. Oh, yeah. Beer nuts. Got beer. Have beer nuts.
Gotta have a couple beer nuts.
And I don't know how to lose you. I'll never let you fall.
Oh, Air Supply.
Big.
$5. Who's the lead singer Air Supply?
That guy on the screen.
Russell Hitchcock.
No.
Alfred Hitchcock.
No. I want to say it starts with D. Dennis DeYoung?
Nope.
That's REO.
Don't say REO.
Digger, no.
Digger went to...
He loves Air Supply. He went to Motley Crue.
Yeah, Digger was at Motley Crue Saturday night.
Crazy. On purpose?
Yeah. He was...
I'll be damned.
What song was he singing?
Flirting with his actor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You like that song, Rocker?
What I'm seeing here, Air Supply, pop vocal duo formed in Australia.
Okay. It,
Russell Hitchcock.
There you go.
And you Graham right. Russell.
Graham Russell. No.
Russell Muscle. Hitchcock, Graham Russell.
Muscle.
Horsey! I gotta know it!
That is a great song.
I wrote that song.
How about...
You did good.
How about, you ever listen to Pat McAfee?
Once in a while.
All right, so last night the Eagles was at Indianapolis. And I got a couple on Snapchat, and Lauren was there. There's a lot of people that was at that concert. So Pat McAfee's talking about yesterday morning on his show. He said, I got here early. I got a big day. I shook hands. And tonight I'm going to the Eagles concert. And those guys, that start singing Take It Easy. The worst. I mean, it was worse than anything we've ever. But it was so awesome to listen to.
Oh, but dude.
Yeah. Take it easy. Oh, I love it.
Oh, shoot.
The Eagles.
The little Eagles.
I would go see the Eagles.
I'd go see the Eagles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, we got America is at Toledo coming up.
Yeah.
Horse with no name.
Group.
Huh?
They're a good group.
Horse with no name.
Yeah.
And lots of several others.
Yeah. That's exactly right. You would be surprised how many good songs that America has.
You can do magic.
I can?
One of my favorite.
Oh. Ta-da.
You can do magic.
Okay, America. A horse with no name. I need you. Ventura Highway.
Tin Man.
Lonely People. Sister Golden Hair.
Sister Golden Hair.
Good one.
That's a great song.
America's big.
Mm-hmm.
It is. I think it's 50 states.
America. America's really good. It's 50 states here, Spencey. Did you get that? He's an idiot.
That's a good one.
Next Wednesday, what we got, Annie? We don't have... talk baseball if we get them in.
We're ready to start, but it's supposed to snow all week.
But Monday is supposed to be nice, and they got the turf at Salina. I think we'll play.
They got a shot. I see we got the turf on. We got our cover on. We're ready to go.
And that game will be on Fort Recovery Radio Monday night.
Yeah.
Yes. All the we are doing all the baseball games.
Rain or shine.
The desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain.
You see where
in the desert. You can remember your name. Cause there ain't no one going to give me no pain.
Bye. Take it away.
La 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 la.
Oh yeah!
Is this Pat McAfee's gang?
This is better, Pat McAfee.
Hey, Pat.
Pat McAfee. Well, that's all I got.
That's it.
Yep. Awesome show. Thanks the softball team for stopping up.
Yep. We appreciate it.
Baseball gets underway Monday, along with the softball. At Salina. You don't listen.
Yep.
You don't listen to anything we say.
So here's, if you want to run through the first few games there, there's the thing. I think we have three next week.
Monday, Salina.
Somebody's going to get me some schedules. I got the boys banging on the door.
They need schedules?
Ram wants a schedule. Billy B wants a schedule.
Your attention, please. Holly Gann, we need some schedules.
Schedule me.
Once Norby died, schedules went to hell.
Schedules were gone.
Nah, I think it's up to the printer, because we had the other two seasons were out 2 or 3 weeks ahead of time.
Well, what Brent told me was they change so fast, because they're getting rained out, and then they switch to somebody else.
Yeah. Yeah, baseball is tough.
He said it's tough to put a schedule together.
Yeah, it really is. And you know, with baseball, you know right away that is not going to be correct for the whole season.
Absolutely not.
It just can't be. Nope. It's not possible.
Not going to happen.
Ooh, that's stinky.
Stinky.
Lucky.
You poop.
And sanitizer.
No, yep. I'm talking about that.
Sanitizer. By half a buzz.
That is pure alcohol.
That is. I love it. Yep. What? If this is something stupid, I'm going to kill you.
Okay. What's your honest opinion of William Shatner?
I think he would be a good
president. He's
dead. No, he's not dead. He just...
Bill Shatner.
He's in his 90s. 91?
91.
He can hide his own Easter eggs.
Yes.
He cuckoo.
Yeah, because he wouldn't remember where he put them.
That's so like Joe Biden.
Yeah. So, no, you can't say about the President of the United States.
Oh.
Hey, I will say one thing.
Okay.
Yeah. I've been watching the judicial, the judge, the thing.
Judge-a-rama?
You know what?
Judge-a-rama?
I don't agree with everything she says, but she's intelligent.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
she is absolutely. Very sharp.
Yeah, I like her.
I say she's in. Even though, you know, she's liberal, but we...
Well, yeah, but that's
it doesn't
okay.
matter.
You need to have a balance of stuff.
A balance. I think she's... And I really enjoy listening to her.
I didn't listen to a lot of it, but one thing I did like that I heard that she said was that she is not for packing the bench.
Yeah.
With, let's not add one more judge to the bench that just so that they can
her,
get a...
Her view on the pedophile stuff was a little bit...
It's sketchy.
Gotta get tougher on the, you know, but I see her point of what she does. I understand.
It needs to be stronger hold on that one.
Well, yeah. but as she's told the people, you don't know the whole story. And I have to, you can't, almost no judge in the country will give the sentence that the prosecution asks for. And that almost never happens. It's some sort of medium between this and this, and the judge uses their discretion to, and that's what people are saying. Well, you know, you gave less
than what,
months than the prosecution asked for. Nobody ever gets what the prosecution asked for. I shouldn't say nobody, but that doesn't happen very much.
But her positives outweighed her negatives. I've disagreed with her pedophile sensing. I disagree with when is a child a child. You know, but I understand both sides of that. Mm-hmm. But
well, I do think the one thing that I don't like about her is she's another Harvard Law School person.
She will recuse herself, though. Did you see that from?
From what?
What's going on over there that she's recused herself?
I don't know. But the Harvard Law School thing, I'm getting a little tired of that. But because there was one that I can't remember the senator's name down in South Carolina, and he and Graham were talking about how good she was, and she was a public college graduate.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of Harvard and Harvard Law School, so I was pretty happy about that, but she didn't get nominated, but that's okay. She seems like a relatively intelligent person. Seems like she is not dead set on this agenda. And I'm very, very happy with somebody not dead set on a particular agenda.
All right, we'll see you next week, folks. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market. All see you next week. You.
To Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. With Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.